if you're talking about measuring wheat and the way you measure wheat, you might say this year we raised 40 bushel. Okay. And what do you have to do to oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
You have to thrash it.
Okay. So then you say oats, what? Somebody asked you that question. What do you have?
We thrash the oats.
Okay. If you and another man have to do a job, when you told him about it, you'd say you and. If you knock at a door and somebody says who's there, and you expect them to know who you are just from the sound of your voice, you'd answer, it's
Jerry, Elizabeth, it is I.
And would you say that, it is I?
I would now.
You would now. What would you more likely say before you went to school?
Me.
It's me. Wouldn't you say that sometimes now, or would you more likely say it's I, or what?
It wasn't likely I would say it is I.
It is I. Okay. Would it make any difference who it was you were talking to?
Not now. No.
Okay. Let's say we're sitting here talking, and we're expecting somebody to come, and they'd knock at the door, and we knew who it was going to be, and you might say, well, it's only...
Only he.
Okay. Would you use he there?
I would now, yeah.
Okay.
After Bill Johnson's 101 course.
Okay. And if it's a woman, you say it's only she. Okay. And if it's two people, you say it's
they.
It's they. Okay. If you're comparing how tall you are, you say
he's not as tall as I am.
Okay. And I'm not as tall as
he is.
Okay. And comparing how well you can do something,
he can do it better than I.
Okay. And if a man's been running for 2 miles and then he had to stop, you say 2 miles is the
length.
Okay. And if something belongs to me, okay, but if it belongs to me, you would say it's
short.
Okay. And if it belongs to both of us, it's
ours.
If it belongs to them,
it's theirs.
If it belongs to him,
it's
his. And if it belongs to her, it's okay. If there's a job and no one else will do it for you, say, better do it.
Say that again?
There's a job to be done.
Right.
And nobody else will do it for somebody, you say, he better do it.
He had better do it himself.
Okay. Then the stuff that's baked in loaves and made out of flour.
Bread.
Okay. What are some of the different kinds?
You have cornbread, you have white bread.
Okay.
You have biscuits.
Huh?
You have biscuits.
Okay. What other kinds can you get in the store?
Rolls.
What's it made out of?
Are you picking the flour or the dough?
The flour. Now, what's the flour made out of? Flour is ground from
wheat.
Okay. And you mentioned cornbread.
Make that with cornbread.
Okay. What are some of the different things you make out of cornbread? So that your grandmother used to make out of cornbread.
You have muffins and you have pones.
What do you mean by pones when you talk about them?
They are long, well, narrower.
Okay. Let me see. And if you have maybe a kind that you might deep.